And your local Standard Oil dealers and agents invite you to listen to the Standard News Roundup.
On this lovely morning, the 23rd of December, Bob DeHaven reporting. Here are the highlights in the news. Two more Minnesotans have been killed in another car-train collision, the fourth in 2 days. Governor Rolvaag's trip to Texas criticized. Colorado Governor John Love will speak at Minnesota Republican Party fundraising dinner. Details on these and other stories in a minute.
Mr. Motorist, do you drive at least 15,000 miles a year? Do you depend on your car for business? Do you drive to and from work every day? If your car is almost a second home, you're an HMD. HMD stands for high mileage driver, and you want what Standard Oil dealers sell, trouble-free driving. In Mid-America, there's always a Standard Oil dealer just ahead, where you get clean gasolines filtered for your protection. You expect more from Standard, and you get it. Standard Oil Division, American Oil Company.
And now the news. Two young men from Austin, Minnesota were killed last night in the fourth car train accident in the state in the past 2 days. Killed in the Austin accident were 21-year-old Billy Foster and 18-year-old Gerald Hallman. The car in which they were riding collided with a Milwaukee freight train at a crossing on Highway 252. The driver of the car, 18-year-old Michael Nehart of rural Austin, is hospitalized in fair condition. A fourth person in the car, 16-year-old Mitchell Buston, was treated for minor injuries and released. Officers say the train demolished the car and hurled it into a ditch. Earlier yesterday, a mother and her two children were injured when a fast-moving Milwaukee freight struck their car at a county road crossing near Cologne, Minnesota. The injured were 27-year-old Mrs. Merlin Iden of Cologne, her 7-year-old daughter Doris, and her 3-year-old son Jeffrey. They were hospitalized in nearby Waconia in fair to critical condition. Governor Karl Rolvaag has come under fire for his use of a Minnesota National Guard plane to fly to the LBJ Ranch in Texas. The complaint came from E.J. Elston, the news director of a radio station in South St. Paul. Rolvaag and 8 other governors flew to the ranch earlier this week at the request of the president to discuss criticism of Johnson during the National Governors Conference. Rolvaag took Iowa Governor Harold Hughes with him in the Air National Guard transport that is designated for use by the governor. Elston charged that the trip was of a purely political nature and demanded that the state Democratic Party pay the cost. The attorney for State Senator Richard Parrish of Golden Valley said the Minnesota Senate will be asked to review corrupt practices charges against Eugene Welter. Welter is a conservative candidate who narrowly defeated Parrish in the November general election. Parrish asked for a recount after Welter apparently defeated him by 9 votes. Earlier this week, District Judge John Weeks ruled Welter the winner. However, Parrish is now charged that Welter spent more than the legal maximum and made false charges in campaign literature. The Minnesota Welfare Department says 41 cases of child abuse have been reported since March 1st of this year. However, Child Welfare Department Superintendent Bart Bauer says many more cases have gone unreported, and that's despite a state law that requires reports from doctors and hospitals. Bauer places the figure high today 15, low tonight 5, temperature now 0, wind northwest at 8, humidity 69, barometer 30.55, falling slowly. Time 7:24 for the 86th birthday of Lumen Orrock of Princeton, Minnesota, and the golden wedding anniversary of Mr. and Mrs. George B. Herbert of Forreston, Minnesota.
This program is another service of Standard Oil Division of American Oil Company and the more than 21,000 Standard Oil dealers and agents in Mid-America who give meaning to the pledge, you expect more from Standard and you get it. Tomorrow morning, your host will be Butternut Coffee, the coffee that tastes best.
Whenever you're getting together, we heartily suggest invite the mixers from Canada Dry and give the gang our best. Invite the mixers from Canada Dry and give the gang our best.
And many happy no returns to you and yours this holiday season
from Canada Dry. And now, Paul Giel Sports, brought to you by Swanberg and Chevy Buick. You'll get more service, selection, and value in a new 1967 Buick from Swanberg and Chevy, makers of better Buick deals for 61 years.
Good morning. Lou Alcindor, the nation's leading collegiate scorer, dropped in 34 last night to lead UCLA to an 84-74 victory over Colorado State. The Bruins are the nation's top-rated basketball team. Cincinnati, 7th ranked, beat Texas Christian 89-88 in overtime and remained unbeaten. Michigan topped Ohio University 86-80. Loyola of New Orleans tipped Washington 88-87. North Texas State defeated Northeast Missouri 80-54. And in the first round, in the Kentucky Invitational, Kansas State beat Penn State 83-59. And Kentucky walloped Oregon State 96-66. Say, how would you like to take in the Super Bowl game in Los Angeles, January 15th? Sure. That's the game pitting the champions of the NFL against the winners of the American Football League title game. My wife, Nancy, and I are heading up a Good Neighbor tour that will take us by jet nonstop to Los Angeles on Saturday the 14th. We'll have a big pro football party in Los Angeles that night. The next day, we take in the Super Bowl game, and we'll have choice reserved seats. After the game, we leave for Las Vegas, where we will spend Sunday night, Monday and Tuesday, taking in the sun, relaxing, and enjoying some outstanding dinner shows. How am I doing, Raj?
Oh, boy.
We will be back early Wednesday morning. The entire package costs just $259 per person. So drop me a line here at WCCO Radio for more information, or get on the phone right now and leave your name. Reservations are coming in fast, so I suggest you reserve your space for the Super Bowl trip right now. That's it. Have a good day. This is Paul Giel.
Brought to you by Swanberg and Chafee, the Northwest's oldest and largest Buick dealer. See the beautiful new 1967 Buick today. Paul Giel Sports, brought to you tomorrow by Standard Oil. What a price for that trip. Terrific. Join Paul Giel and his wife. You'll have a great time on that trip to the Super Bowl and to Las Vegas. $259. How'd they do that?
I don't know.
Today's Bob, shall we go?
Today's pay.
Yeah. Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis, 830 WCCO.